Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the teleconference where Mr. Jean-Pascal Bobtz, Chief Executive Officer of Bobtz Group, will be discussing the group's 2014 half-year financial results. Sir, please go ahead. Thank you.
Good afternoon and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for the interest you show in our company by attending this telephone conference. Its purpose is to comment on Bobtz Group first half-year results 2014, as well as on the outlook for the full year. With me today, Attilio Tissi, our Chief Financial Officer, and Joseph Santoro, our Investor Relations Manager and Group Treasurer. The press release, which was issued this morning, and the half-year report can also be found on the Bobtz internet website. Bobtz Group for the first half-year results show a positive net result of 3.9 million Swiss francs, which is an improvement of 16.9 million Swiss francs versus previous year. Sales remain stable despite negative currency effects and quite difficult market conditions. For full year 2014, at current exchange rate and barring unforeseen circumstances, we expect to improve upon the full year results achieved in 2013. Our telephone conference is structured in three sections. First, I will talk about the group sales and operating results for first half 2014. Second, about the macro analysis per business unit and per region. Finally, I will give you the outlook for the full year 2014. The group turnover for the first six months of 2014 amounted to 560.5 million Swiss francs, representing a reduction of 2.5 million Swiss francs or -0.4% compared with the same period in 2013. This evolution was due to the following factors: increase in volume and price representing 7 million Swiss francs or +1.1%. Negative impact of exchange rate representing 9.5 million Swiss francs or -1.5%. By business unit compared to the 2013 half-year figures, sales reached 98.4% for business unit Sheetfed, 105.9% for business unit Webfed, and 97% for business unit Services. The group operating result shows a profit of 20.1 million Swiss francs versus a loss of 3.8 million Swiss francs for the same period in 2013. This significant improvement is due to the positive impact of the group transformation program, leading to a very high load of all production plants. All business units contributed to the increased result, with business unit Sheetfed making the greatest contribution. The net profit amounted to 3.9 million Swiss francs compared to a loss of 13 million Swiss francs in 2013. Improved results, as well as ongoing measures to optimize net working capital, resulted in a significant cash inflow from operating activities of 49.3 million Swiss francs compared to 9.7 million Swiss francs in the first six months of 2013. Net debt further reduced to 81.8 million Swiss francs from 109 million Swiss francs at the end of 2013. Following the placement of a five-year, 50 million Swiss francs straight bond in January, the 150 million Swiss francs public bond, which came to maturity on May 5th, was reimbursed. The consolidated shareholders' equity reached 35.1% of the total balance sheet, compared to 33.6% at the end of 2013. I will continue with the second section, which will give you some details for each business unit regarding market situation, turnover, and operating result evolutions. Business unit sheet fed. Market situation is the following. Strong business activity was recorded in the corrugated board industry during the first half year of 2014, especially in terms of flatbed die cutters, flexographic presses, and inline laminators. After a slow start, demand from folding carton customers began to improve during the second quarter across the whole products portfolio. Total order intake for first half year 2014 improved compared to the previous year. Overall, orders from mature markets increased significantly compared to the same period in 2013. This was particularly the case in Germany, Spain and France, where some important customers decided to invest extensively in our high-end products. Within growing markets, business unit sheet fed sales activity was rather slow during the first quarter. In South America, in addition to a fragile economy, several customers were waiting for the Expo Print 2014 show held in Brazil in July and attended by more than 40,000 visitors. In these occasions, we introduced the Novacut 106ER, a new entry-level die-cutter with blank separation, which is designed for growing markets. We also showcased a photograph with braille embossing capabilities of producing up to 115,000 boxes per hour, which is 20% more than the previous generation. Business in India was poor until the elections, after which an increasing number of inquiries were registered. In China, the first quarter was extremely low, and the second quarter has improved, but is still much lower than expected. This is mainly due to the new business behavior and conditions. The turnover for the business unit Sheetfed for the first half 2014 has decreased by 3.8 million Swiss francs, or minus 1.6%, compared to H1 2013. The improved level of orders and positive outlook overall will generate, as usual, a stronger second half and should lead to full year volumes exceeding those of 2013. The operating result amounts to minus 9.4 million Swiss francs. The group transformation is continuing to bear its fruit and the positive impact is visible in the business unit results. This program remains one of the main focus points for the business unit Sheetfed in order to further improve the profitability of the machine activity. Now for the business unit Webfed. Market situation is the following. Business activity in flexible packaging remains in line with our expectations in mature countries, largely pushed by North America, while we have noticed a strong slowdown in BRIC countries. These reductions in capital equipment investment follow different dynamics depending on the geographical area. The Brazilian flexible packaging industry is entering a phase of consolidation. Our customers are suffering from price deflation, mainly due to overcapacity. This impacts their capacity to invest, and for the first time in many years, some went bankrupt. This process of consolidation will continue to impact our business, especially in respect to imported machines. The Russia geopolitical situation is forcing converters to wait for better times. After the substantial devaluation of the Indian rupee and the holding of elections, converters were waiting for better times to invest. This trend should be reversed in the second part of the year due to the positive impact of the recently appointed new government. In China and Southeast Asia, after 24 months of strong activity in the tobacco industry, we have noticed a change in behavior and a slowdown in activities during the last 8 months. This is mainly due to temporary capacity saturation and to new regulations. Nevertheless, midterm for the forecasted growth in cigarettes consumption remains substantial. For film packaging, we are launching a new entry-level gravure press designed for the needs of growing markets. For the business unit Webfed, order intake for the first half year 2014 showed a significant decrease compared to the same period in 2013. This situation was anticipated and will not impact 2014 sales proportionally. The business unit Webfed continues to invest in innovation, with new products coming in the third quarter. The product offering and the competencies in special coating have also been reinforced. The turnover of the business unit Webfed increased by 8.2 million Swiss francs, or 5.9% compared to H1 2013. Sales for the first half year are in line with our expectations, while the full year will be lower than the record year 2013 due to a less favorable product mix. The operating result amounts to 11.7 million Swiss francs. The good performance of business unit Webfed reflects good product mix for H1 2014 and confirms the effectiveness of the group strategy to work with platforms, modules, and the lean philosophy, as well as to invest in innovation. For the business unit services, market situation is the following. First half year sales for the business unit service were down 3% compared to the same period in 2013. At constant exchange rates, half-year sales would have reached the same level as in 2013. The market situation shows a different picture in each region and activity. In the Americas and Asia, sales have decreased mainly due to the unfavorable exchange rate of the US dollar, Brazilian real, and Japanese yen, and to a market slowdown in some BRIC countries. In the European markets, sales have increased, mainly through booming purchase of preventive services such as maintenance program and contract for remote troubleshooting and monitoring. Bob's now has more than 2,000 machines under maintenance contract and more than 1,000 machines connected through remote access. The turnover of the business unit services decreased by 5.6 million Swiss francs, or minus 3% compared to H1 2013. A strong backlog of spare parts and services order will have a positive impact in the second half. Even if the first half year sales are lower than previous year, the business unit services expect an improvement in its sales during the second half of 2014 in order to reach 2013 sales figures. The operating result amounts to 17.8 million Swiss francs. The increased result is due to improvements in supply chain management and to the benefit of the group service strategy. The business unit services will continue to follow its vision of becoming the service benchmark in the packaging industry. For the remainder of 2014, our focus will be to continue to improve customer satisfaction, to train and retain existing service technicians and hire additional ones to fulfill our product launch strategy, and to further optimize global cost and spare parts management. Let's have a look at the group turnover by geography. Looking at the distribution of sales by geographical zone, we see that Europe has increased by +1.3% or 3.2 million Swiss francs, and the Americas posted a decrease of 7.9% or 13.2 million Swiss francs versus first half 2013. Asia and Oceania increased by 8.2% or +11.4 million Swiss francs. Africa decreased by -24.7% or 3.9 million Swiss francs. This represents the consolidated situation for the group. The trend for each business unit is different. Americas are lower due to the slowdown of the economy in South America and the US dollar translation effect. Both business unit Sheetfed and business unit Webfed did well in some specific countries. Europe improved due to countries like Poland, Italy, Portugal, Belgium, France, and Finland. This essentially for the business unit Sheetfed. Asia and Oceania are up, essentially due to business unit Webfed and due to countries like China, Indonesia, Vietnam, New Zealand, and Thailand. For business unit services, there is nothing special to report. However, some countries with currency problems like India or suffering from political unrest like Ukraine and Middle East tend to invest less and reduce their activities. For the outlook 2014, the group is confident of experiencing during the second half of 2014 a sales volume comparable with the second half of the previous year. Full year estimated sales are expected to be slightly lower than in the previous year. Market conditions are becoming more and more uncertain and volatile. We should, however, continue to see good demand in Europe and in North America. Asia should improve after a very calm beginning of the year. South America will remain low due to a slow economy. Africa and Middle East will remain low because of political instability. At current exchange rates and barring unforeseen circumstances, such as new or aggravated political crisis, we expect to improve upon the full year results achieved in 2013. The group continues to implement its strategy based on the four pillars. The launch of several new products will reinforce our presence in growing markets, while a strong focus on customer satisfaction will support the aspiration of the group to become even more the supplier of choice in the packaging industry. To conclude, we would like to highlight the following key points. The political instability in some regions and the new protectionism seen in more and more countries are creating an unstable environment for the economy. The resulting uncertainty prevents companies from investing. This makes forecasting beyond a few months difficult and less reliable. The recent evolution of exchange rates continue to put pressure on our business and trends might not improve shortly. We must pursue our efforts to further implement the group transformation program, create high customer satisfaction, invest in innovations, and keep a tight control on costs, cash, and inventories. However, we confirm a good level of activity in the packaging industry. The group will launch more than 7 new products between January 14 and January 15, thereby demonstrating our ambition to be the innovative and the service company providing state-of-the-art service solutions and application know-how throughout the world. Thank you for your attention. We are now ready to answer your questions.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, today's question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you wish to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the digit one on your telephone touchpad. We will take the questions in the order received, and we'll take as many as time permits. Once again, please press star followed by one if you have a question. Our first question comes from the line of Patrick Rafaisz from Vontobel in Zurich. Please go ahead with your question, sir.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Two questions, or maybe three, actually. First, the clarification on the guidance, please. In March, you had said that underlying EBIT would be the same as last year, which was around 72 million. Is this still a valid guidance, or would you say they could even come in ahead of that with the recent improvements you've made? Then secondly, services margin, quite a step up now in H1. Now with the order backlog you mentioned, spare parts and services, what can you tell us for second half? Do you think you can keep this around 10% margin level? And then lastly, the gross margin was a huge increase, actually reached a level we haven't seen before at Bobst. Can you tell us a bit more from the current order backlog you have with the machines, how that will evolve in the second half? Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick, and thank you for your question. Taking the first question, the guidance we gave in March for the underlying, you mentioned 72 million. We can say that the new guidance is flat, so we confirm that. Stable. When I say flat, it's stable. The second question regarding the service margin level. Yes, the service level margin is quite good and shows the improvements we are able to implement, but this level of implementation will not improve for H2. So you cannot count on an improvement compare in H2 compared to H1. For the gross margin overall, indeed, we have a few aspects, H1 turnover and gross margin, and I will come then to the backlog and the quality of the backlog, H2. In H1, we have a product mix which was quite favorable from a gross margin perspective, because special machines, large equipment, and you can see that with the high level of sales in business unit Webfed, and that pulled the profitability for H1. If you look at the backlog for H2, the product mix will be quite different because we will have less special machines, less large equipment. When we say large equipment, special machine, we speak about 7 million-10 million turnover, and therefore, the overall profitability of the backlog is slightly lower than what you have seen in turnover in H1. So this is the main reason why, yes, from a turnover perspective, we have unbalanced year. Turnover H1 is lower than what we see H2, turnover will be higher, but from a product mix perspective, you have quite a big change. So you cannot take H1 and duplicate that for H2. It will be lower from a gross margin perspective in H2. And finally, the savings and group transformation program seen in H1 will be slightly lower and slower from an impact and cost improvement perspective in H2. Did I answer your question, Patrick?
Yes, that was very good. Just one short follow-up. So would you say with the product mix in H2, the gross margin would be rather like around the 39% as it used to be historically, like at the normalized level, or would it still be a bit higher?
Patrick, this is Attilio Tisi speaking. We understand that with the information you can read through the financial P&L, it's it's not the same gross margin than we are discussing internally when we look at the management profit and loss view. And if you look at the material, this can vary a lot, as Jean-Pascal Bobst mentioned, depending on the product mix. We have products where we have a much higher vertical integration, producing parts ourselves, and we have also products where we buy a lot. So therefore, I have to ask you to be prudent, just to look at what is stated in materials and services bought, because this does not fully reflect the gross margin, including also the direct labor part.
Okay, thank you very much for the clarification.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And our next question comes from the line of Thomas Baumann from Mirabaud Security in Switzerland. Please go ahead with your question, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. I have four questions, if I may, to start with for the H1 result. First of all, can you tell us how much of restructuring cost that you charge to the H1 books, and if possible, how much to which BU? I'm talking about the 4 million that you guided for the full year, and attached to that is the guidance of 4 million still valid, or has that gone up or down? Secondly, if you could just indicate just roughly, maybe qualitatively, what the exact interest income and expenses result was, because obviously you had extraordinary items there and it's a little bit difficult to identify the interest result. Then the fourth question is, you obviously mentioned that cash flow generation was excellent. Can you give us some light there? How much of that is as a result of the group transformation program, lean manufacturing and all the rest of it, separation of manufacturing inventory and service inventory and so on? And how much of that is just coincidental, as we always have it with cut-off date issue here, just to, you know, to better assess the achievement there. And then maybe the last one for now, you mentioned in answering Mr. Raffai's question that you keep the guidance for underlying EBIT. Now, if we plug the 72 million in and then with the sales guidance that you have for the second half, and I heard what you said in terms of mix, but I also heard that you said slightly lower mix or margin quality in the backlog, this would nevertheless, lead to a substantial drop in EBIT of about 71 million to, let's say, below 50 million. Is that really realistic, or is that just, I mean, a very, very conservative stance that you take when you say you stick to the flat underlying EBIT guidance? Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. So we start with the fourth question, and then I will give the word to Attilio for the other financial explanations. Your comment and question on the fourth point is very valid. But I would like to stress and try to explain a bit more, if I may, what we call product mix. When we sell large equipment, the margin and the profitability of the this equipment is quite large. And we had a very strong sales for WebFed in H1, and the sales for H2 for WebFed will be significantly lower in H2. So in fact, for WebFed, we have a very unbalanced year in turnover, but reverse, very high in H1 and will be low in H2. We know that because for all these big lines, we need 6 to 9 months production cycle, and we know we cannot, even if we book today, we cannot deliver anymore this year. So based on the product mix for WebFed, WebFed will have a very, let's say, first time seen upside down year 2014, and will come to an okay profitability level, but with an H2 turnover very, very low, or much lower than expected. That's point one. Point two, you should not also underestimate the impact of the exchange rate. We took orders in H1. We, of course, protect deal by deal, but the turnover will be made in H2, and the impact of exchange rate will have, it is substantial. It's not 100 or 200,000. We are talking about millions, a couple of millions. And third, in H2, we have also, you should count all savings we have made with transformation will materialize. However, we have also some other costs we want to invest to develop. When we say we launch 7 new machines, we are talking about more cost, because it's tooling materials, it's tooling expertise, it's expertise in growing markets, so in India, China especially, we are investing there to transfer this knowledge, and this has also a negative impact on H2. So we are, let's say, certainly more prudent. However, when we give the guidance stable compared to underlying, it might be slightly prudent but realistic. Now, Attilio, maybe on the number one and two.
Yes, Thomas, for the other questions. For the restructuring costs for the full year, we count to be in a range between 4 and 5 million. Out of these 4 to 5 million, we have booked roughly 40% already in H1 and will have a 60% in H2. To complete your picture, I also add an information you didn't ask for. But if you look at the group transformation slide we published, we had also that we would receive another government grant in 2014. I can give you the number already, because we have received all in H1. This is 3.3 million positive we receive for the on-the-job training of our employees in Switzerland. So if you add these two, you will see that in H1 we had a favorable impact, as we did receive more government grants than the restructuring costs we had booked. For H2, we will only have restructuring costs, but no additional government grants. And even for the full year, the impact is negative, so restructuring costs will be slightly higher than received government grants. For the second point, you asked about the interest results. Let me give you the answer, because it's a relatively easy one in the other sense. You can calculate with the outstanding bonds, and the interest rates are known. You can quite well calculate our recurring interest expense. The remaining, we have only 20 to 30 million credits with banks. This is quite insignificant. But on the other side, we booked 3.3 million in H1, which is linked to the placement of the new bond, respectively to the exchange of the 60 million. As you might remember, our bond was trading at around 105% at stock exchange, and when we bought back the 60 million, 60 times 5% plus some cost which was linked, this has all has been booked in H1 and will improve our interest expenses or our financial result over the remaining lifetime of the new bond. So 3.3 exceptional, and the other cost you find is ordinary. And for the cash flow, indeed, we are pleased about the cash inflow we had due to operating activities. I would say most of it is recurrent. Why do I say most of it? We had a very good improvement in down payments which we received from our customers. This is something we monitor, and our targets are to continue to keep it at a high level or even improve. But to give you a specific number, in H1 we collected 30 million more down payments than in the same period in 2013. So I don't think that all this will disappear, but we cannot guarantee that we will always keep it at the same level. Did this answer your question?
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. And our next question comes from the line of Mark Weber from Argos in Geneva. Please go ahead with your question, sir.
Yes, hello, this is Mark St. John Webb. We get the impression that your clients, your packaging clients over the last few years have been underinvesting in a difficult economic environment. There was hope that these same clients would start increasing their investment plans as their confidence in the future improved. You've given a detailed view of what's happening in each of your divisions and geographies, but just as an overall feeling, how do you feel today compared to, in terms of what your clients are saying to you, compared to how you were feeling 3 months ago?
Thank you very much for this question. It's a complex one, to be clear, and to give you a synoptic answer in a few seconds on the phone. First of all, I will start from the industry and then maybe give you some also highlights from a geographical point of view. From the industry perspective, if you take film packaging had almost very low impact in 2009 crisis. Therefore, 2009 crisis for flexible packaging was almost not existing. And we have seen maybe 15% reductions maximum, but then picked up very fast in 2010. So I will say that the investment level from in this industry for film packaging was good in 11, 12, 13, for example. We have seen when we saw, as just mentioned earlier, a slowdown in special machines. We are talking about quite complex lines for 6 to 10 million euro, and these for special coating or special applications in film, which is not packaging related. So in the packaging, the volume in packaging continues to be okay globally. Tobacco is a bit different. Tobacco, we know that in North America and West Europe, it's almost not existing anymore, and everything moved to Southeast Asia, India, and China. We had very good level in 11, 12, 13, and as we explained already a few times the last two sessions we had, we were anticipating a slowdown, and we are now in the slowdown. And the slowdown is in tobacco is very drastic. So we can say that the appetite of our customers in flexible packaging was good until end of last year and start to be, I would say, refreshed or diminished. Also due to the fact that once you have two or three good years, you need to digest this capacity. You need to digest the overall production and to find the right balance in each market. So it's a cycle, but the cycle for Webfed is more going down than on the upside potential. If I take corrugated is very strong also the last 2 years and continue to be strong first semester of this year in Western Europe, Eastern Europe, and North America, to make a very broad or macro view. And we believe that we remain in corrugated for the next 12 months. Why? Because the customers, as you just mentioned rightly, did not invest for quite some time, and now once you have a portion of the landscape of customers who had invested already in new technologies, of course, to remain competitive, other ones have to follow. And certainly North America will remain quite active for this specific reason, because the average age of equipment in North America is easily 5 to 6 years older than what we can see in Western Europe. However, once again, cycles are never going up all the time, and we will see also go down in the corrugated business, but most likely it will come more in the second half of next year. If you look at folding carton applications is one of the most difficult, because we never recovered, we never found again the volume we had before crisis. And Western Europe and North America, of course, is for high technologies, and entry-level equipments are going more for, of course, growing markets. And that's why today, when you say the appetite of customers, the area where they are looking for most equipment to invest are entry-level equipment. That's why, as I mentioned, we are launching 7 new products, entry-level products, from Dicatus to Photogurus, going to Gravure lines, making sure that we can catch the activity and the growth in this segment of market. And this is really worldwide. So when you launch a machine, of course, you don't see an increase over the next 2 weeks, but we believe over the next semesters we should see an improvement of our sales in this segment thanks to this launch of new products. The last question was, compared to 3 months ago, what is our perception today? In packaging industry, the activity remains quite strong. However, because of all the instability, uncertainties, political discussions and news you can see every month or every week, that has postponed quite a number of deals and projects. They are not lost, but certainly postponed. And our biggest concern today is really the instability and the environment, which we don't know if 50 million or 100 million can be made this year or next year or which semester due to this instability. But overall, the packaging industry, our customers, are looking forward to continue to invest in new technologies.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Bobs. Do we have time for further questions?
Yes.
Okay, we have another question coming through from the line of Armin Frechberger from ZKB Bank in Zurich. Please go ahead with your question, sir.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have 4 questions. First question, I was a little bit surprised by your high personal costs when I keep in mind that you cancelled some personnel, especially in Lausanne. Then services, I was a little bit disappointed by the sales. Can you elaborate a little bit more on this topic? Then in the light of your strong first half with WebFed machines, you guide for a very unbalanced year again, even more unbalanced than last year. You always mention that you have some programs in order to avoid unbalanced years, and it gets worse and worse, even if first half year was very strong with WebFed. A little bit surprising. Then digital printing, is there something new? What's going on there? How far are you?
Thank you very much, Mr. Hertberger, for these questions. First question, personal costs. Indeed, you have seen the numbers are right. What we can experience is mainly due to, after years of no increase in salary in most of countries worldwide, because we were in lost position and we wanted to make these savings and going back to a good profitability. Early this year, we had to do readjustment in salary in a lot of countries, and therefore you see a stability in this cost. So every year, you're right, it's a challenge for everybody, is to balance, and not only to balance, to improve the cost of personnel versus salary increase. If you look at the headcount, what we can say is that we are not increasing the headcount in Switzerland or in Europe. It's the opposite. We are continuing our trend to go down, and we continue to transfer technologies and headcounts in India and China mainly. From a service turnover perspective, it's quite stable, so we can be disappointed from stability, Because if you take the exchange rate, then turnover will be stable compared to last year. For now, are we happy with this stability? Maybe just have a look and reflect on therefore market share and our priorities in service. For service, we said first customer satisfaction, and that means we have put, and we are still investing and putting a lot of efforts in quality of documentations, quality and stability of our spare parts, logistics worldwide, hiring technicians and training those technicians, where we launch those new products. I recall that launching 7 new machines do require a lot of investment and training. And if overall, when you have instability in some countries, you have also postponement of services. So in some countries, we are losing activities in service, which is compensating by growth in other countries thanks to our proactive service sales, and we are counterbalancing the effect of foreign exchange fluctuation, which I believe is a good performance. Take also under consideration that we said the backlog H2 for service is quite high, and we are looking forward to have a stronger H2 than H1 for service, it's almost sure. My last point is, as we have installed a lot of, we are talking about product mix and so on, as we have to install a lot of machines, this takes also some resources, and instead of making turnover in service, you install machines. So we have also in some areas heavy workload to install machines, which avoid us a little bit to make more turnover. But overall, our evaluation of service activity is positive, continue on the right trend, and again, I prefer customer satisfaction and quality than turnover increase at all costs. When you talk about WebFed, I accept your remark, and yes, indeed, we continue to make efforts to try to balance better H1 and H2, more specifically Q1, Q2, Q3, because very often January, February is very low. Now, when you look at the profitability in H1, we can say that we had managed pretty well Q1 because overall the production sites were well loaded in January and February this year, and we see that in the profitability. Mm-hmm. Now, when you don't have large lines, between 8 to 10 million euro, if you have 3 or 4, and all of a sudden for 6 months or 8 months you don't have these lines anymore, then you have a swing of 40 million. And there we can do everything we want. I mean, we cannot manage and force the market. And yes, what is clearly missing today is large lines for tobacco, for the reasons I mentioned earlier, as well as for special coating and special application in film. And all those lines are between 8 to 10 million euros. Compared to the other average of products, it's 1 million. So to compensate these 30 million plus missing today, we cannot force, we were not able, let's say, to find a better solution yet. So it was announced, it's happening as expected, and we just tried to explain to you these fluctuations, but it's not bad overall, and I'm sure we will recover and find new deals. In digital printing, nothing more to say that we are continuing to invest heavily in corrugated and film solutions, that we confirmed we will deliver 2 machines for corrugated this year, 2 machines early next year as a prototype, and that the milestones we set ourselves for digital packaging is on track. Did I answer your question, Mr. Steiger?
Yes. Well, but you still call the machine for digital printings, how did you say?
Geneva.
Pardon?
Sorry, just go ahead.
Yeah, that they are not built in series. They are still on a prototyping stage.
Yes, it's exact.
So how much longer does it take till you run them in series?
Yes.
I mean, over the prototyping stage.
Sure. So, we will have four prototypes, and we will run at least minimum 6 months to stabilize and debug the prototypes, 6 to 8 months. And then, if all goes well, we will be able to launch the series machines.
Mm-hmm.
So, easily, series machine will not come to the market before 2016, if
mm-hmm.
all goes well. As is a prototyping, as it's a really new novelties, I cannot give you more precise information today, because we need to see the applications one-to-one with our customers.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to reassess that or reconfirm that the milestones we set to ourselves for this program is in line with our expectations.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And our next question comes from the line of Thomas Baumann from Mirabaud Security in Switzerland. Please go ahead with your question, sir.
Thank you. My question has been answered in the meantime. Thank you.
Thank you. And our next question comes from the line of Rima Rosenow from Neuhelvetische Bank in Zurich. Please go ahead with your question, sir.
Yes, thank you. Despite the fact that you mentioned several headwinds at the moment, you still confirmed your midterm targets, of which one is the 7% EBIT margin target, without mentioning at least anymore. Before, sometimes it was mentioned to reach at least 7%. Now you mentioned 7%. Nevertheless, this year will be around 5-ish for the full year. So there is still quite some way to go to get to 7. Now the questions are, midterm is a rolling target. So what could we think about what midterm really is? Is it 15, 16, 17 rather? And regardless of what the year will be, wouldn't the target itself imply that you should at least see a decent further improvement in 2015 versus 2014?
Thank you very much for your question. As you can see, and as we explained, 2014 is in line with our midterm targets. We are confirming our midterm target, at least 7% EBIT, no doubt. And we will come in December with a more precise guidance for 15. Today, with the current situation, you can understand that it's not feasible to say exactly what will be our guidance for 15, but we can reconfirm our guidance for the midterm, absolutely.
Okay, fair enough. Probably an adjacent question here. You spent a great deal of time today to outline the difficulties which you experience in the moment. However, could you also spend a few minutes with the upside potential in your company? I mean, there are now a few downside risks, but there are also upside potentials. So what are the elements which could lead to a better-than-expected development at BOPS, which is partly, of course, internal issues and some, however, could also be from the market? So spending a few thoughts about the potentials rather than just with the risks.
Yeah, with pleasure. I guess I tried to explain also the launch of the 7 new products. 7 new machines in 12 months, I think, is a quite positive upside potential. And that should help us to penetrate and gain more market share in this segment. which segment are we talking about? Is the entry level for die cutters. The machine we launched, the NovaCut 106ER, we launched in Brazil. We launched the unit in July, and we have already today more than 25 hot leads and 5 machines sold. Voilà. So I'm not saying that will come every month the same, but in our industry, it's a very good performance over 5 weeks. If we think about the further growth we will launch in October, we see also a large opportunity for Q1, Q2 next year. We will launch the Gravure entry-level product also in October in China, and there our expectations are quite high. So indeed, with our strategy, we are not negative, but we are prudent and realistic with the market situation, and we are, let's say, evaluating step by step, quarter by quarter, risk and opportunities. The other upside potential might be if the exchange rate improves, of course, but there we have no influence. And as you know, that has a very rapidly couple of million upside potential. If the dollar continues to improve, then that will be certainly for 14 an opportunity. From a cost perspective and what we manage internally, as I mentioned, we are achieving and sometimes well achieving our group transformation target. On the other side, as we want to invest and focus on customer satisfaction and successful launch of these 7 novelties, this has more cost than just, you know, sometimes counterbalancing the savings we are able to make in the group transformation. So we said, don't take market at any cost, at all costs. We want this market share, we want to penetrate, and that takes some time. So this quarter, I will say, if you look at the backlog or the order entry, question was not asked, but I can give you the information that July and August bookings are quite good compared to this cycle. We are on budget, and this is a positive sign because normally August is much lower due to vacation, and today we are on budget for August. So, voilà, we manage the company carefully.
Okay, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you. There appear to be no further questions, so I'd like to hand the meeting back to Mr. Bobst for his closing remarks. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to thank you for the interest you show and for your follow-up on our group. Within an unstable and difficult business environment, Bobst Group is pursuing its strategy to deliver the expected sustainable profitability. More information will be given to you during our next meeting for a traditional update on the full year activity, which will take place on December 3rd in Zurich. Thank you very much and have a great day.
Thank you, Mr. Bobst. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's conference. And on behalf of the Bobst Group, thank you for your participation. Thank you.